Dictation for David Geer, G-E-E-R, June 7, 46. Address as a letter, Dr. Osilio, A-U-S-I-E-L-L-O, 616-754-1062. Dear Dr. Osilio, consultation for Mr. Geer with abnormal kidney function. Recent problems of elevated white blood cell count with predominance of neutrophils to see hematologist the end of December. No associated fever, chills, or weight loss. Weight appetite is stable. Isolated nausea vomiting, which is not persistent, back to normal. There was no bleeding, isolated loose stools without any blood melena, no abdominal discomfort, has enlargement of the prostate with symptoms of frequency, urgency, and nocturia every 2 hours or so, denies incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood, has an elevated PSA, and has been followed with urology at Greenville. MRI was done. MRI couldn't be done. MRI of the prostate couldn't be done because of an implantable on his back for chronic pain. There is some numbness on the feet, but no ulcers. He does have peripheral vascular disease with prior procedures left-sided, presently no gross claudications of the scalar of the toes. The claudication is stable. Has chronic back pain with prior surgeries. No radiation of the pain, mobility is restricted, no recent chest pain or palpitations. He does have dyspnea on minimal activities. However, no purulent material hemoptysis, minimal cough, does not use oxygen inhalers, does have sleep apnea, is still smoking. He is a prior smoker. And arthritis, shoulders, neck, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Other review system, 14 systems negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for prior smoker. Question early COPD, chronic cough, bronchitis, no pneumonia or hemoptysis, sleep apnea. No sleep apnea. There has been severe hypertension, peripheral vascular disease and procedures, prior negative nuclear medicine stress testing, no reported heart abnormalities, DIS stroke or given thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies anemia blood transfusion, is not aware of liver disease, but CAT scan shows cirrhosis, enlargement of the prostate, an elevated PSA, no kidney stones, prior episode of gout, compromising both wrist and foot. Next paragraph, surgeries including L4, L5 fusion and eventually an implant for pain control. Left-sided sounds like femoral popliteal bypass on the left-sided. Prior gallbladder appendix, prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, question reported penicillin allergies, but that has been erased from allergy list the last few months. Next paragraph, he starts smoking age 20, 1.5 packs per day, discontinued in 1986. Used to drink beer in the Navy, but he denies prolonged exposure. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease, but he's aware of kidney problems, as wife was on dialysis for a short period of time. Next paragraph, he is retired, used to work for installing medical equipment in hospitals. Next paragraph, father died from brain tumor, mother is still alive, 97 years old, one brother, one sister, two sons, one daughter, no kidney problems. Next paragraph. Present medications include Lipitor, Glipizide, Plavix, Lasix, Avapro, Nurantin, Metformin, Potassium, Calcium, Magnesium, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 182, blood pressure 160/72 on the right, 156/70 on the left. He is a tall, large, obese person, no respiratory distress, but persistent cough during physical exam, mild decreased hearing with normal speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry. There is bilateral carotid bruits, no palpable thyroid, no gross lymph node enlargement, isolated bronchitis posteriorly, no consolidation pleural effusion, appears to be regular, allowed aortic systolic murmur, obesity of the abdomen, prior abdominal surgeries, no palpable liver spleen, no ascites masses, there is loud femoral bruits bilateral, pulses popliteal, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis decrease, worse on the right comparing to the left, minor cyanosis, minor decreased capillary refill, no gangrene, minor edema, no focal motor deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, November, anemia 11 with an MCV of 93, high white blood cell count 26,000 with predominance of neutrophils 18,000, normal platelet count, creatinine 1.7 over the last 3 years, has progressively risen from 1.5, 1.6, 1.7, 1.8. In that range, GFR dropping from 45 down to 41 to upper 30s. And that will be stage 3B to 4. In October, potassium mild elevated at 5.1 with a normal sodium acid base. Glucose was high. Normal acid base, normal calcium albumin, minor increase alkaline sulfatase, other liver function tests are not elevated, cholesterol less than 200, LDL at 83 with an HDL at 32. Over the years, progressively increased protein from trace to 1 plus to presently 3 plus, a small amount of blood, no bacteria, no white blood cells. Next paragraph, a recent CT scan, chest, abdomen, pelvis, IV contrast, October for the purpose of high white blood cell count. There is severe coronary artery plaque, calcification of aortic valve, mild changes of emphysema, cirrhosis of the liver without ascites on enlargement of the spleen, calcification pancreas, chronic pancreatitis, bilateral adrenal hypertrophy and adrenal adenomas, calcification of renal arteries, although they believe arteries, renal arteries and mesenteric arteries are open, there is calcification of aorta and iliac arteries. No gross evidence of malignancy or severe enlargement of lymph nodes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease may be progressive between stage 3B to 4. A person who has long-term hypertension, diabetes, extensive atherosclerosis, prior procedures, above findings on CAT scan. Nothing to suggest obstruction or urinary retention. No major activity in the urine, for blood or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. It does have protein, which very well could be in part related to diabetic nephropathy, and given the prior history of being overweight, obese, secondary FSGS changes are also entertained. We will do serology because of the proteinuria. There is no nephrotic syndrome. We will complement the above CT scan findings with an arterial Doppler renal arteries to make sure that there is no significant stenosis, although the angiogram appears to be normal. He likely has nephrosclerosis changes on the kidney parenchyma. We will monitor chemistries over time, the importance of physical activity, keeping low sodium intake. We will monitor potassium, continue pressing ARB, Avapro, among other blood pressure medications, continue aggressive diabetes cholesterol management, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, keep some potassium replacement. If the next blood test potassium is high, we will stop it. Workup for elevated white blood cell count neutrophils is coming. I'm checking also testing for monoclonal proteins, which can be associated to myeloproliferative disorder. All issues discussed with the patient, we will follow with you and the patient.